The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to William Hill's Racing Podcast for Wednesday the 18th of May. My name is Jack and I'm joined by Sam Turner. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jack. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How about yourself?
Yeah, grand. Yeah, looking forward to a busy week.
Excellent, yes. And today we've seen the first all-weather meeting at Newcastle, at a Peter.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, by all accounts, it was very well received. They look minimal kickback, pretty fair track, nice, wide, galloping track, a good crowd there as well. So all systems go for Newcastle and big positives all round.
Yeah, absolutely. For the North as well to have a track.
Yeah, it was crucial. Certainly the likes of David O'Mara, Brian Ellison, certainly Richard Fahey, you know, some of these bigger stables in the North, they were having to travel the horses to Wolverhampton, Southall, down to Lingfield, Kempton, Chelmsford. It just wasn't ideal. And to have a good top-class facility with floodlights, that'll mean the world to them. It'll be a huge difference. They can take their horses there for a gallop or whatever, you know, and it just help in the preparation of their horses, and also providing the prize money is good. You know, it's a great venue to go and watch racing. Vocal crowd as well, you know, on those big days, on those big Saturdays, it'll be very well populated. And because they had so many problems with the drainage there and you know, the course flooding, that should eliminate that issue as well.
Yeah, always a good crowd down there and a good atmosphere. And good luck to Newcastle in the future with all their meetings on the Topeka.
They need some positives in that city, don't they?
They do after what's happened.
Season,
yeah. Maybe the football fans will flock to go and watch the racing instead.
Will. Yeah, absolutely. Might be cheaper.
Quite possibly.
Even if
you
do a few quid.
Yeah. They'll probably emerge happier, you would imagine.
For sure.
So good news for Newcastle, but bad news for John Gosden.
Yeah, Somi Dar. That's a real blow for those of us who back to anti-post as well, but never mind. More importantly is that the fact that the race has been robbed of a class filly who, you know, won so impressively at York, her preparation race for that, and previous to that she won the Investec Derby trial, beating a couple of horses that have subsequently won to boost that form. So it's just a real shame for the race, really, the fact that Minding, her only sort of viable opposition at this stage was Somi Dar, the one class individual up against her. And unfortunately, you know, she's had to miss the race through lameness. And there's also news emerging as well that Midterm was lame after York as well. So there's, you know, a couple of high-profile horses there that found the ground quick enough on the Naismar and have shown the effects of it.
Yeah, and the price, obviously, accordingly for the race as well, I mean, she's very short now, Minding, as a result. But it doesn't look too serious, does it? Because he has said that she looks like she's going to be back for the Irish Oaks, Somi Dar.
Yeah, it's just I think they're just looking after her, really. I think it's a precaution. She's going to need 10 quiet days. And obviously, you can't go into a classic with that sort of preparation. So they put a line straight through. It's a long season. Very disappointing to miss, you know, the first middle distance classic of the year. But, you know, it's a long season for her. They've always got, like you say, the Irish Oaks or wherever they might like to go back, you know, the back end as well. She can come back in trip. She's not short of pace. So there's a lot of good opportunities for her yet.
She'll be back.
She will, and they're very sporting connections as well. You wouldn't be surprised if she sort of went over to the Breeders' Cup at the end of the year if she hasn't had too hard a campaign, and she takes her racing quite well after this little setback.
And fingers crossed for Somi Dar back in time for the Irish Oaks. As things stand, John Gosden seems very positive about that. So,
yeah, fingers crossed he's right. She's obviously with a master trainer who's, you know, superb at bringing horses back off breaks as well. So that's another positive for a chance.
So let's move on to the action then for Wednesday. There's a couple of races at Ayr we wanted to look at. And we're going to start with the 420. What do you make of this one?
Yeah, it's a really good race. Obviously, it's a listed race for fillies and mares over a mile and a quarter. Chain of Daisies will be popular here for Henry Candy. she's a filly rated 103. She improved beyond all recognition last year, winning a host of races. She wound up beating Crystal Vesda at Newmarket in the Dubai Pride, which is formerly known as the Several Stakes. And that was a really, really good effort. I mean, she's vying sort of for top-rated billing in this race with Lustrous, who's a pretty good horse in her own right. And she contested a lot of good quality horses, not least the the Yorkshire Oaks when she was behind Playshock, and you know, behind Lady Tiana in a Haydock Group 2 as well, the Lancashire Oaks, the Bet365 Lancashire Oaks. So those two look really very decent horses to be tackling this race, but I'm just going to oppose them with the horse that's already won at the track and is really progressing hand over hoof at the moment, and that's Maleficent Queen for Keith Dalglish. The yard's in really good order at the moment. She made a nice comeback at Pontefract on good to soft ground. She beat Engage very comfortably that day. She won here as well last September, beating Next Stop. She's invariably well back, this filly, but she just to keep delivering, and she's just a very likeable daughter of Mount Nelson. The fact that she's been round the track will help her. Keith Dalglish's horse is in good form at the moment. She's nicely drawn in four, and I just wonder whether Keith has worked back from this race, found the Ponty race as a preparation, and will go on from there throughout the rest of the season for Maleficent Queen. So she stays well, acts on the track, and she won't mind what the ground is. So plenty of ticks for her.
Excellent. And we move on to the next race at Ayr, which is a decent card tomorrow. This is the 4:55, and it is a Class 3 race over the 5 furlongs. It's a sprint. 9 runners declared at this stage. Anonymous Lady likely to start the favourites. Has been in decent form, but has a little more to carry here.
Yeah, Adrian Keatley's had a really good start to the season. He obviously had Jet Setting that did so well in Ireland prior to being supplemented with the Guineas. She didn't figure much in that race, but you know, the ground had probably dried out for her. And he's done well with Anonymous Lady as well. This looks a tight race for me. There's any number of well-handicapped horses in it. Desert Ace is dropping like a stone through the ratings. You would say Classian is becoming very well-handicapped again. And Bapak Asmara is the one horse, I think, which is going the right way and going forward. Looked as though it needed the run first time at Thirsk. I fancied it to run well that day, but it was blown away by Tumblewind. That was a fair enough performance first time out, though, and fingers crossed he can step up on that. I mean, Kevin Ryan and his sprinters do invariably do very well at Ayr. Tom Eaves takes a ride, and I'd be disappointed if there isn't a good deal of improvement to come from Bapak Asmara on that debut.
OK, well, one to look out for there in the 4:55 at Ayr. We've looked at a couple there in Scotland. We move to a jumps meeting at Warwick, and we are in particular focusing on the 3:55, which is over the 3 miles and one furlong. Again, a Class 3, and again, 9 runners. And the Toulard Man is, again, the likely favourite here.
Yeah, belting little race this for the money. There's three that sort of caught the eye and jumped off the page a little bit. The Toulard Man being one, because he was such a good course winner last time, stayed on really strongly at Exeter. Because he posted such a good staying performance at Exeter last time, he's already a course winner, goes well on flat tracks, so he has to be of interest. And Kevin Dowling rode him to victory last time, he's back on board today. Mr. Shantou is obviously of interest. He goes well around Warwick. Absolutely bolted up here under Patrick Cowley's handling three or four starts back last summer. He's a horse that just wants some good summer ground, hence he's been off for 6 months. We haven't seen him since he disappointed on heavy ground at Bangor back in November. Connections have wisely just kept him for these summer months. There's good prize money on offer, and I was on hand to see him win at Worcester, and he bolted up one day off a mark of 116. He's off 133 now, but he is going the right way. But the final nod just goes the way of Towering, who I can't believe isn't well handicapped off a mark of 122. He's another good ground horse from Nicky Henderson's yard. I wonder whether he needed that first run back at Ludlow behind Alzamar. That horse has gone in again since at Aintree to boost the form. The yard have obviously kept him for the summer months for the decent prize money for the likes of Market Raise and Newton Abbott, those sort of places that host good value races. And it'll be disappointing if he can't go close in this very intriguing contest.
Yeah, looks an interesting one. That's the 3:55 at Warwick. There's two evening meetings tomorrow as well. Southall is one of them. The race we're going to look at, though, is from Kempton, and it's at 7:25 over the Polytrack, of course. 1 mile, 3 furlongs. 13 runners in here, but this looks very competitive.
Yeah, it's a nasty heat. I'm not in love with Kempton at the best of times, if I'm honest with you. I find it a very difficult place to pick winners. This is a really good, interesting heat, though, and one that, you know, might pay people to try and get their teeth into. In the end, I've fallen for a star who wears the hood for the first time. I see the stars gelding. Interesting that it's been kept in training with Luca Kamani. He's been keen to hold on to an 84-rated horse as a four-year-old, so that suggests he feels there's a fair bit of mileage to be had in Fallen for a Star, who took a long time to shed the maiden tag. Finally did it at 2-5 at Wolverhampton just before Christmas. But he's just the kind of horse that Luca does exceptionally well with. A shell of a horse as a two- and three-year-old, given time to mature, progress, step up physically and mentally. I'm really hoping that's going to be the case 5 months down the line since we last saw him at Wolverhampton. This looks a good starting point for him. It's interesting they reached for the hood first time up, which suggests that, you know, he's fit enough and well enough to do himself justice, and the fact that he's perhaps been a bit keen in his work at home. So he should have got himself fit, you would think. And I thought him, Zamperini, Adventure Seeker, and possibly a push, Castillo del Diablo were the interesting ones here. But not to mention Petrucci, who's a three-raced horse trained by Sir Michael Stout, out of Asamoah, who's obviously interesting from a late-maturing family as well. But Fallen for a Star gets a nod for me.
Plenty of interesting runners in the 7.25 from Kempton then. You've heard Sam's selections. Good luck with all of them.
Thanks, I'll need it.
Especially that last one.
Yeah.
And, of course, you're on William Hill Racing Radio, which is on air every afternoon. And it's on air from 1.20 tomorrow. You can follow all of the meetings there. And all of the podcasts are available at williamhill.com. Go to the news page of the website.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.